Now, listen and repeat.
1. The reading passage describes the morphological differences between marine animals that are active feeders and passive feeders. 2. The lecturer examines the morphology of the giant squid and different theories about its feeding habits. 3. First, the giant squid is a very large creature. 4. Second, it has two tentacles that include sharp, claw-like components. 5. Some scientists have postulated that the enormous size of the giant squid suggests it must be a passive feeder. 6. Other scientists, in contrast, point to its tentacles and the model of smaller squid species as evidence suggesting the giant squid is an active feeder.